Now we turn from the heat of politics to a heat wave in Greece, and authorities there have had to close more tourist sites, schools and nurseries, trying to keep people out of the sun. Elderly people have been urged to take refuge at designated air-conditioned spots. It's the first big heat wave of the Greek summer, winds from North Africa pushing temperatures towards 43 degrees Celsius. In a moment we'll hear from Damian Machanulla, an Irish journalist based in Athens, about the impact on that city's 5 million inhabitants. But first to one of the nearby Greek islands, and our reporter Sally Ann Barrett has been speaking to some holidaymakers. They're currently visiting the island of Paros, including Leanne O'Donovan from Galway, who's attending a wedding celebration on the island with her partner and 44-year-old daughter.
We're very used to this island. We've come here for many, many years. This is definitely the first time that we've been stuck indoors in an air-conditioned apartment. I mean, you can't even come out to sit under the shade because they're in the puff of air. It's very high heat. I think we're like 39 degrees here today on the island, which is exceptional for an island because it's generally quite breezy and, you know, it's a little bit cooler than Athens. So yeah, look, we're penned out. We can't really do much during the day. You know, we're trying to keep our little girl in and away from the heat. You're coming out then in the evening time, you know, generally it's a bit cooler come about kind of 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock. And I'm standing here, it's still 35 degrees and the humidity is so high. It's yuck. It's just yuck. The thing is, look, we're Irish, right? We're not used to this kind of heat. There's a huge Irish contingency here at the moment because there was a wedding here last week. So we're not able for it. We're like, oh God, we're not able for it. It's because we're from Ireland, it's too hot. The people that live on this island are not able for it. So that'll tell you how hot it is here.
My name is James Cavanagh there from Castletroy in Limerick. And we're basically here celebrating a wedding. We're here the last 2 weeks. You'd notice this walking around. The streets are empty. People are just being a lot more cautious and staying indoors a lot longer than usual.
And that was James Cavanagh from Limerick, Leanne O'Donovan from Galway, both on the Greek island of Paros, speaking to our reporter Sally Ann Barrett. And Damian Machanulla is in Athens. He's on the line. Damian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's between 13 and 16 degrees here in Ireland. It's 43 degrees and rising where you are in Athens. Will you describe what city life is like there in that heat?
Well, actually, the temperature has dropped slightly today. The meteorologist is saying that the heat wave will end today. So the top temperature should be just below 40 in most parts of mainland Greece. It's 28 degrees where I am now at 9:30 in the morning. That should go up to 37 in midday. So it is. For Irish visitors, it's still exceptionally hot, but it is. We have some reprieve from the heatwave of previous days, and you know, normal life goes on. Primary schools have closed, but secondary schools are still open. Mm. There are students doing, for example, the Greek equivalent of the Leaving Cert. They've been doing those exams in schools with no air conditioning or no ceiling fans. And we've seen scenes in Athens and Thessaloniki and other cities where parents have been asked to sponsor standing fans for classrooms so that the students would have some reprieve from the heat in doing their exams.
Mm. So, like, normal life has to adjust. And I know that there is experience of adjusting to these intense temperatures in cities like Athens. But tourist spots also having to close, of course. Places like the Acropolis.
Yeah, because we saw that last year as well. The authorities had to intervene and they ordered a number of archaeological sites, the most prominent one being the Acropolis. They were instructed to close from 12 noon until 5 in the afternoon. I mean, anybody who's queued up for the Acropolis knows that there are always queues at this time of the year, and it's not always pleasant to stand in line for up to 2 or 3 hours mm-hmm. to get into the Acropolis. And then, of course, once one is there, one is exposed to the intense heat on the rock. So that was a wise move by the authorities and a necessary one. Despite that instruction yesterday, there were still throngs of tourists turning up to the Acropolis yesterday in the expectation that they could get in. For some of them, it's their only day in Athens, and they want to ensure that they or they at least want to attempt to see that site.
Of course, but I mean, there's little or no shelter around there. So, and in that intense heat, it would be so difficult. How are people? Intense heat like this is particularly hard on the very young and older citizens. And they have been told, if they don't have air conditioning in their own homes, to get to designated areas. Is that working?
That does work to a certain extent. I mean, most municipalities have these centres where they encourage especially the elderly to come and basically sit around in an air-conditioned environment for the day. I mean, most people would have air conditioning at home, but in these times, with the rising electricity prices and inflation, you know, some people are actually reluctant to turn on the air conditioning in the worry that it would be an additional expense. So it is a worry, especially when these heat waves are becoming more frequent and more common. So
you've been living, Damien, in Athens for what, 20 years or so. So you've been through these intense temperatures in recent years. Do you adjust how you live in Athens during the summer, or do you get out of the city as much as you can? How do families cope?
Well, I think a lot of families do what the Irish tourists that you interviewed earlier on
is, Paris,
you do adjust. You don't go out if you have to. So if you need anything done in town, you get it done early, you get it done later. Thankfully, the shops stay open here much up to 9 o'clock. So if you need to get to do something, you do it early, you do it late. You don't go to the beach in the middle of the day. That's something that we wouldn't even do if there wasn't a heat wave. It's something that's best done in the morning or in the evening. And you take practical measures. You close the windows to keep the heat out. We have rolling shutters. They go down on the side of the house that the sun is shining. So these are things that we do routinely during the summer.
Lie low during the intense heat. Damien, thank you very much for joining us from Athens this morning. That's Damien McAnulla there.